Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
While motoring up Bayou Darbonne recently, I rounded a bend to see an animal swimming across the channel ahead. Racing forward, I discovered the critter to be a large male coyote. As I pulled alongside, he rolled his eyes and yipped a cry of panic. It suddenly occurred to me that desperate wild animals often behave in unpredictable ways, and that sharing a small boat with a wet, mad coyote might be an undesirable close encounter. I backed off, he churned forward to the sandbar, and with long, effortless lope of his species disappeared into the swamp. His is a tale of legends, both prehistoric and modern. In spite of government efforts to control coyote numbers that resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of coyotes in the last century, the species has expanded its range from the western half of North America and now thrives in every state except Hawaii. In Louisiana, coyotes have completely replaced our historical native canid, the red wolf. Indeed, some scientists think that red wolves were hybrids of gray wolf and coyote crosses. Coyotes sometimes mate with domestic dogs, with the resulting coy dogs having characteristics of both parents. Sightings of very large wild canids are almost always coyote-dog hybrids, but nevertheless fuel misconceptions that wolves still exist in Louisiana. The average coyote weighs between 15 and 46 pounds. Unlike gray wolves, coyotes are successful in the modern world because of their adaptability. At home, chasing jackrabbits across a vast prairie or munching June bugs under a suburban streetlight, coyotes are versatile and opportunistic. They eat mostly wild mammals, but fruits and vegetables, wild or otherwise, are significant dietary components when available. Two, coyotes are comfortable having close human neighbors, so comfortable that they are known to snatch a pet dog or cat on occasion. They are not loners like Wile E. Coyote of cartoon fame, but often live in a pack of six closely related adults, yearlings, and pups. Within Native American cultures, the coyote mythos is rich. He appears variously as a messenger, a fool, or a trickster. Often he has the power of a creator or transformer. Today, his presence in the Bayou State is beyond mythical. He is here to stay.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.